why don't you tell me the Germans, they come over, they're taking you all prisoner? Did they take everyone that survived prisoner?
They took everybody they could find, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I say 47 people. And as a rule, this fellow would only pick up 10 or 12. His gunfire was so severe that he killed most people on the ship and picked up just a few people. And I think he was quite dismayed to pick up 47. Because that cut down the number. He only had room for no more than 100. And here, boom, you get 47 from this.
So they took 47 prisoners?
Yeah.
From the MS American when you were shot, when you were sunk?
Now, two nights later, they sank a British ship in the same style. And they picked up 22 out of that crew. 22 out of 44. See, we were 47 out of 58. Mm-hmm. And that sort of put the ceiling. He didn't go looking for other ships to sink after that. And he waited for some other supply ships, and he met a number of other German ships while we were aboard. We knew, would hear their PA system talking, would hear bumps and boats at nighttime and even daytime. We knew that there was some, and fresh food. The crew would be cooking in their own little galleys. We caught on to a lot of those things. And I say the PA systems. And we saw strange officers. They come down to look at us.
So how long were you in the German ship?
We stayed there about 28 days.
So what was the questioning like? I mean, the interrogations?
They wanted to know what we thought of Hitler and what we thought of Mussolini, what my father did for a living.
So just a typical oral history interview?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
What courses I had studied in the nautical school, things like that. Mm. More or less propaganda type of thing. Mm. And
Were they hostile?
Huh?
Were they hostile or were they violent against?
Oh, no, these people were very friendly. One of the officers had gone to prep school in Connecticut, spoke English.
One of the German officers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And many of the crew had been merchant seamen and been to New York, Philadelphia, Boston.
Interesting.
Yeah. And our crew mixed with them. They took the crew of both of the... The second ship was called Empire Dawn, which was a British ship. And the unlicensed people had to work on the German ship, chipping paint, painting, doing work, working in the galley. They made them do all that sort of work.
But what about the Americans from the 47 American prisoners?
Yeah, yeah.
So what were you doing on the ship for the 28 days?
Not much. Boredom. Well, I did a few things.